What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is about
why relationships matter so much in podcasting.
You see, podcasting isn't just about creating content in isolation. It's about connecting with people, your listeners, your guests, your fellow podcasters. Building the right relationships can really enhance your podcast's growth, foster a supportive community, and, even better, expand your listener base with strategic collaborations. Think of it this way. When you collaborate with someone, especially someone who brings unique expertise or a fresh perspective, you're not just adding value to your content, you're also introducing your show to their audience. It's a ripple effect. A mutual exchange where their audience gets curious about you and your audience gets hooked by what they've brought to the table. Let me share a quick story. There was this small podcaster who focused on exploring interesting hobbies and niche interests. One day, they partnered with an oceanography expert for an episode about deep sea discoveries. Sounds intriguing, right? Well, that episode went viral. Why? Because it combined fascinating, lesser-known facts with the expert's real-life experiences. Their collaboration didn't just boost the podcaster's audience, it showcased how the right partner can elevate your content in ways you might not even anticipate. And here's where AI tools become game changers. These tools can help identify niche communities that align with your podcast's theme, or even recommend potential guest speakers whose expertise would resonate with your audience. It's like having a matchmaker for impactful partnerships, and who wouldn't want that? Now, if you're wondering where to start building those connections, let's begin with online communities. They're like digital town squares where podcasters constantly share ideas, challenges, and solutions. Take Reddit's RR Podcasting, for example. It's packed with over 100,000 podcasters actively discussing everything from technical setups to episode promotion tactics. Or check out Podcast Movement on Facebook, a lively group where you can not only learn from professionals but also discover guest speakers or collaboration opportunities. But it's not just about forums and groups. Sometimes, smaller communities, like the podcaster's support group, offer a more intimate vibe. Here, you're likely to see familiar faces pop up, making it easier to develop genuine, supportive relationships over time. And honestly, that's where the magic of networking often happens, in these like-minded, close-knit spaces. Of course, there's also the real world to consider. Podcasting events bring an unparalleled opportunity to connect face-to-face with peers and mentors. Take Podfest Expo, for instance. It's a hub of creativity with workshops, insightful panels, and endless networking opportunities. Or She Podcasts Live, which focuses on creating an inclusive space for women and non-binary podcasters to learn and grow together. Sometimes, just being in these environments can charge your creativity and spark ideas you hadn't thought of before. Let me illustrate this with a quick case study. There was this podcaster who felt stuck. They loved creating content but struggled with quality control, especially on the technical side. So, they attended a podcasting conference, almost as a last-ditch effort. During one of the networking sessions, they connected with an editor who not only shared technical expertise, but eventually joined their team.
That collaboration didn't just fix their editing issues, it transformed their podcast into a polished, professional-sounding production, and that elevated their entire brand. So, whether it's a vibrant online group or an inspiring in-person event, the possibilities to expand your network are pretty endless. And these connections, well, they often lead to something truly game-changing. So, let's dive into what makes a strong collaboration. When you're looking for a partner, the first thing to evaluate is alignment. Do they share your values? Is their audience similar to yours, or at least complementary? I mean, there's no point teaming up with someone if your audiences have zero overlap, right? Reputation also counts. Are they respected in their space? Collaborating with someone who has a strong reputation not only boosts your credibility, but can also lend your podcast major legitimacy. And when you find someone who checks those boxes, that's when the real fun begins, negotiating a partnership that works. Here's where clarity is your best friend. Set expectations early. Whether it's recording schedules, promotional responsibilities, or even how revenue gets shared, putting everything in a contract keeps things smooth. Trust me, I know it sounds formal, but it prevents so much unnecessary friction down the line. Let me tell you about a really smart collaboration strategy. A business podcast focused on startups recently partnered with a well-known tech YouTuber. Their goal? To make a splash with an episode about the latest trends in artificial intelligence, they hashed out the details meticulously, clear topics, mutual promotion, and even a teaser campaign across both platforms. The result? Boom. The episode not only reached the podcaster's regular audience, but also raked in listeners from the YouTuber's followers who'd never tuned in before. It's proof that with the right strategy, the right partner, you can seriously expand your reach. But just remember, the best collaborations feel natural, authentic, kind of like an extension of your existing content rather than something bolted on. When the partnership feels right, it looks right. And the audience? Oh, they'll notice that authenticity immediately. And that's all for today, folks. Collaboration isn't just about growing your numbers. It's about creating new possibilities, tapping into fresh ideas, and connecting in ways you never thought possible. On that note, thanks for joining me. I can't wait to connect with you next time. Until then, keep creating and keep building those connections.